Hello and welcome to the Matt's Movie Reviews Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Perkovic, and this is episode number 96. Making its debut at the upcoming Sydney Film Festival is Ellipsis, a touching love letter to Sydney that was conceived, workshopped, and shot in 10 days. Ellipsis is also the feature film directorial debut by acclaimed Australian actor David Wenham, who I'm happy to say joins me today to talk about the film. David, I thank you very much for joining me today to talk about what I'm sure is going to be the first of many directorial achievements.
Thank you, Matt. Good to be with you on episode 96.
David, I always find it fascinating when an actor wants to direct. When and why did you decide that now was the time to take that plunge and get behind the camera?
Okay, when did I decide? Probably about, 15 years ago, I decided that I did want to direct, but it's taken a bit of time. I directed one of the episodes or chapters of the Omnibus feature, The Turning, a few years ago, and this is the second time I've got behind the camera. I wanted to do it for a while, and hopefully I will do it more frequently from now on. And why did I want to do it? I think because as an actor, you're essentially just concerned, really, with your own performance and how that fits into the world. Yeah. Whereas a director, you can actually say things. You can use the medium of making a film to actually say something.
Yeah.
And that's what I was interested in doing, to be a little bit more empowered. It also exercises many more skills being a director. I'm really, really interested in visual art. So actually painting with a camera appeals to me. And also just working collaboratively with other artists, being, working with the actors, working with the cinematographer, the DOP, working with the editor in post-production, working with the sound mixer, all that stuff really, really fascinates me and interests me and interests me creatively.
David, Ellipsis was shot in 10 days, and it features mostly improvisational dialogue. Now, that word, improvisational, that brings a lot of different types of connotations. In this case, was the dialogue really off the cuff, or was there like a bare-bones script that you guys were working off?
No, nothing is scripted. But what we did, so we had 3 days to workshop the film. So that was 3 days from the first day I met with the actors in a room in Surry Hills. We sat down. We came up with the idea of a very simple narrative, which was two people meet by chance in the middle of a city.
Mm.
And then those two people spend the next probably 18 hours together. What we did, we put up on one wall within that room huge pieces of butcher's paper and divided it into 8 segments, because there's a current theory regarding films and stories whereby stories are made up of 8 different beats, not 3 acts so much as 8 beats.
Okay.
So we came up with this very simple narrative and had 8 beats and gave each beat a name. And what we then did, and then we came up with the idea of the two characters, which Benedict and Emily play, and I sort of ran interviews with them for their two characters to come up with ideas that were very close to themselves, so it wouldn't be too much of a stretch when they were in situations improvising. So we had an idea of what we were going to do, and then we went out onto the streets for that 7 days and nights and shot. And as I say, it's not scripted, there's no formal dialogue, it's real. And the thing about it is, there's a danger with improvisation. However, this was carefully conceived in such a way that the two characters that they played, they were very confident of who they were. So I felt that I could drop them in any situation and they could bond and act and react completely naturally, not feeling forced or feel as though they have to talk or whatever, but just be real and natural in the situation. And so that's what we did.
And David, how did you come across to cast Emily Barclay and Benedict Samuel? I mean, did you work with them previously?
Okay, yeah, I have worked with Emily before, and I think she's one of the great actresses of her generation. I was going to do a film with both Emily and Benedict, a completely different film that fell over right at the last minute. And that film, I went on a casting process of nearly a year to find Benedict, and then I'd cast him. When that film fell over, I just thought, oh, well, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And so I came up with this idea to do this film as an experiment. And so I thought, well, why not ask those two if they want to be involved in this particular project? And both of them jumped at the chance. So that's why they're in the film. And they're really, really tremendous.
Filmmaking, I mean, that utilises a lot of different resources, a lot of different challenges. What was something, David, that was especially surprising, be it the positive or negative, that you encountered while working on Ellipsis?
Oh, that's a really interesting question, actually. You don't need as much as you think. I think that's one particular thing. But I've realised that before being on films. I've always seen them as being very fat on set in terms of a lot of... I just think there's actually too many people, and it actually slows up and clogs the process. So I went to the other extreme and used very, very few people. In fact, there's only four members of the crew. There was two camera people, a DOP and a second camera operator, a sound person and a camera assistant. We also had my director's assistant. That was it on set. And it gave us a liberation and a freedom to do a whole heap of stuff that you wouldn't be able to do otherwise. As I say, that's right at the extreme end of experimentation, but that's something that I loved. What else? I don't know. The thing that I loved obviously being on set and spending those 10 days with the actors, but equally I loved spending the time in the post-production period with my editor, Nick Myers, who was more than an editor, really. He was my sounding board. He was my everything on the film. And I, you know, the film is a huge part of that film is because of Nick's great skill.
Many Australian films, they like to show locations shot during the day, whether it be the outback, city, what have you. A lot of scenes in Ellipsis, they take place in night, don't they? I mean, what is it that you love about Sydney at night that really appeals to you as a filmmaker?
You're right. Most of the film occurs during the night of Ellipsis. I think things happen during the night. There's strange possibilities that occur through the night. I remember back to the time when I was in my 20s and I would spend a lot of nights out. I was an actor, so I'd do a lot of theatre and I'd finish at 11 o'clock and I'd go out into the night with the cast, and sometimes I'd end up by myself, and I'd continue nearly like an odyssey through the night. Things can happen through the night that aren't possible in the day. I know that's a stupid thing to say, but strange things can occur through the night. There's two films that sort of influenced me as well through that as well. There's obviously the Scorsese film called After Hours, where very, very, very strange things happen through the night. And then there's the great film La Notte, which happened through the night as well. The night offers really interesting possibilities, and strange characters come out through the night, especially considering most of the film is shot around inner city, Sydney, specifically King's Cross, where obviously strange things do occur.
Yeah. Dave, you've worked with all kinds of directors. Has every director taught you something about filmmaking? I mean, for example, does working with a Zack Snyder frame your creative approach as much as, say, working with Ivan Sen?
Yeah, look, I pick up different things from different people. Definitely. I picked up different things from to Zach to Ivan. Both of those are very, very, very visual filmmakers, and both of them approach shooting films very, very differently. But, without a doubt. Even the bad filmmakers, and I've worked with a few of those, have taught me things as well sometimes of, you know, how possibly not to go about doing something. That's the great thing about actors becoming directors, because I've had the opportunity to work with, I don't know, on feature films, maybe 50 different directors. And in terms of television, I don't know how many different directors. So I work with a lot of different people with different methodologies. Whereas somebody who's a director has never really had the opportunity to actually see other directors' work. So, we have I wouldn't say an advantage being an actor going to a director, but we have a different insight.
David, last question. You're also the jury chair for the Lexus Australian Short Film Fellowship. How did you get involved with that, and what are you looking for with these short films that are coming at you, no doubt, at a rapid pace?
I was asked to head that jury, which is a great thrill. And we deliberated the other day, actually. So we had, it was whittled down to 20 projects, and the jury had to decide. All the filmmakers submitted their script that they wanted to be made, a director's vision statement with mood boards, etc., and also examples of their previous work. So all the jury, we independently watched all their previous work, we read their script, vision statement, studied their mood boards, and the four best projects that we agreed on will now be given $50,000 to make a short film that will be screened at next year's festival.
That is a great prize, and it's a great thing to see some of your experience as both now a director and actor as a part of that as well. So, David, I'm
thrilled to be involved.
I thank you very much for taking time out to talk to me today. For everyone else out there, Ellipsis, Sydney Film Festival, go to www.sff.org.au, check out the film. David, once again,
thank you
very much for your time, and best of luck with the movie.
Thank you, sir. Cheerio.
See you later.